Oh, sorry, I forgot. That's
here's our problem. Let me work you through what goes on behind the scenes on this program. So Jacinda Ardern doesn't want to come on this program today because she's on a goodwill tour of the Pacific, and all of that's fine and dandy, but there are more pressing issues to talk to the Prime Minister about on any given day than a goodwill tour of the Pacific. So Jacinda Ardern says, and to her credit, I think, it's not actually her personally, it'll be the corporate parrots in the background deciding what she does and doesn't do. But they say she's not coming on the program unless you ask questions about the Pacific Tour. I'm not interested in asking questions about the Pacific Tour because we did that yesterday. It's not that gripping and there are more interesting things to talk to a Prime Minister about. So I said, don't worry about it. We don't do deals like that. This isn't Russia. This is how Putin operates. If she's a democratically elected representative of the New Zealand government, she can come on the biggest radio program in this country and answer a few basic questions on behalf of people like you who want them answered. So that was that, which is fine. Kelvin Davis, who is the acting Prime Minister, now we've been in negotiations with more of the government's corporate parrots who apparently haven't quite briefed him on some of the things I want to talk to him about, like the foreign housing ban. Not briefed on that, doesn't know too much about it. The tax working group doesn't know too much about that either. I was going to ask him about Trump and the tariffs. I'm not sure whether he's briefed on that or not, because at this particular point on all the stuff he wasn't briefed on, the stuff that you and I want to hear some answers on, pay equity, not briefed on it. Didn't know anything about pay equity, didn't want to talk about that either. So the issues of the day, Kelvin's not briefed on and the Prime Minister doesn't want to talk about. What do you do? These people are running our country. The guy who's literally running New Zealand this morning, right now, can't answer questions on a foreign house ban that his government's trying to implement, doesn't know anything about pay equity, can't answer any questions on the tax working group, and he's running the country. What do you do? Well,